You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the things that I observed when I just Googled robots is that most of the robot results that you get from Google image search are white. This is something that an Australian philosopher already observed, Rob Sparrow, and he pointed out that he just couldn't find any brown robots. So we found this was quite peculiar, that we are so white when it comes to robotics. And we then start to think about how people may or may not react to this kind of robots. And one of the questions that we had is whether people assign a race to a robot, whether they consider the robot to have a race. And if they do so, whether this has any effect on their behavior, do they change their behavior accordingly? And we used a methodology called the shooter bias study as a methodology for our experiment. And the way that this experiment works is that the participant is being put into the role of a police officer. And you get to see images, and you have to make a decision whether you shoot or you don't shoot. And the images that you see are, in the original study, white people and black people, and they would either be holding a gun or they would hold some sort of benign object like a soda can. And when they did this study in 2002 in the U.S., it turned out that people were much more trigger-happy when it came to when they've been shown African Americans. Now, the question was, now we repeated this experiment and we added, we took the original stimuli that they used and we added essentially another factor to it, namely robots. So we had a darker skinned robot and we had sort of a Caucasian style robot. And what we observed is that the same kind of behavior that is shown towards humans and their races is also being shown when presented with images of robots. And that means that people, for once, treat robots as if they have a race, and also they change their behavior, and obviously there is some sort of racial bias. Now, this works predominantly in the U.S., so the participants that we had were from the U.S., and they have, let's say, racial prejudices. And this does not necessarily mean if you repeat this experiment in New Zealand or somewhere else that you get similar results, because in different countries you have different races and also different prejudices. So one has to take that into account. But in any case, what was interesting to see is that people racialize robots, they consider them to have a race, and they show a racial bias.
Mm. And why did you and the other lecturers from other universities decide to research this phenomenon in particular?
We were struck originally by the absence of racial diversity when it came to robots. Most of the robots you see is just white plastic. Maybe some of them are a bit metallic, but that's it. There's barely anything brown out there, and that seems peculiar.
Yeah. Do you have concerns about that, and what are the implications of this as we move into a world dominated by artificial intelligence?
Well, racism in general is a problem. Yeah. It's not necessarily a problem with robots. Robots are estimated to, to be much more around in our society in the future, but it hasn't happened. Or have you ever interacted with a robot?
No.
See, there you go. So in that sense, what we observe now is a problem that will become more of an issue in the future. But racism, of course, is a problem that many societies have today. So the bigger problem really is, how do we solve the problems of racism? And if kind of prejudices against races are gone, then automatically they will also be gone on the robotic side. So, but that is a problem that is a very difficult problem, and technology might not necessarily be the answer for that. But in any case, having at least variety in the robots might be a good way to go. I mean, in the U.S., for example, for many years they had a desegregation program where they would have neighborhoods that were predominantly white, and they would have neighborhoods that were predominantly black, and they would actually use school buses to bring school kids to the other schools and essentially to mix them up. And the basic assumption is that, you know, if you are just used to, you know, different ethnicities and different races to be around, you develop less prejudices against them. Whether this was a success and it really worked, I can't say. This is not exactly my field of expertise, but this is something that has been tried in the past, and there's no reason why we could not have brown robots.
As you say, most of these humanoid robots are white. How do we stop robots being produced from being white? And the group of professors who did this paper, what do you plan to do now in terms of action?
Well, the easiest thing is actually you can just take a spray can and color them. So that is, of course, something nice that you can do. You can literally just, you know, color them if you wanted to. And that's an easy way out. In terms of companies producing these kind of robots, there are not that many companies who actually build robots, only a handful. And I hope that our paper would motivate them to consider to offer at least options, you know, that you have the option to, you know, buy a brown robot if you wanted to. It doesn't cost anything, you know, if you have the same plastic piece in different colors. The production of it wouldn't really change dramatically in terms of its costs. But in terms of appealingness, the robots could potentially be improved.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.